This week, we are discussing RNIB's Sight Loss Advice Service. It's a crucial part of the support that the organisation gives to individuals and their families as they go through their sight loss journey. Now, there's all sorts of help available. So to talk a little bit more, we have with us Jamie Dormandy. Jamie, the Sight Loss Advice Service, I suppose it's fair to say, it's a huge part of what RNIB does. It's one of the main ways that we can support individuals.
Absolutely, that's right, Alan. It's our key service, really, in terms of information, advice, and guidance. It's there for anyone affected by sight loss, whatever your situation, previous experience, whatever your eye condition, wherever you are in your life, we're here, we're ready to listen and support.
And not just for people who perhaps are just losing their sight. Is this for anyone with sight loss who perhaps comes across something they think, do you know what, I need some help?
Absolutely. So we know that people, when they are losing their sight or have a change in circumstances or deterioration in their sight, that often is a key moment where people will want to reach out. And it's really important that we're there at that point. But actually, lots of people call us in different circumstances. Sometimes it's just one nugget of information. I hear there's a new iPhone on the market and what's its accessibility features like, or there's some benefits law changing and it's affecting me. How will it do that and how can I respond? Sometimes it's quite a small but important thing that people get in touch for. But at other points, absolutely, people's lives changing in a more significant way. And actually, it's a more in-depth conversation we'll engage with.
Let's take that more in-depth part then, Jim, because as you say, people begin to lose their sight. It can be hugely traumatic for them, for their families. There must be a huge number of questions, lots of worries and concerns. How do you even begin to help someone in that situation?
I think the really important thing to say, and the really important thing that any of our sight loss advisors over the phone or our ECLOs in eye clinics will do, is to listen. We have incredibly knowledgeable staff with knowledge across lots of different topics and lived experience of sight loss themselves in many cases. However, actually, sometimes that just needs to take a back seat when you listen to somebody for the first time, and you just need to have your ears wide open, understand where someone's coming from, where they are, what level of knowledge and confidence they have around all these topics before we'll delve into anything specific where we can help.
We're going to be chatting with some of the eye clinic liaison officers, or ECLOs, who are based at hospitals and eye clinics. I suppose they're, like many, really at the sharp end. You know, they're there perhaps when people get that first diagnosis.
Absolutely. And the reason why we've really prioritised the eye clinic as a place where we want to be, and we want to be there in person with people, is for that very reason, that the emotions, the practicalities of adapting to life with sight loss can be quite pronounced at that point. So having somebody there in person to talk things through with you and to join you up really to the other things that are available in the community or over the phone, information online through RNIB or actually through other organisations as well. There is a lot of support out there, but it's not necessarily obvious how to get it and who to go to for what. So our ECLOs are really key in joining those things up for people at that point in the journey.
And it's a really bespoke service. Some people perhaps deal with sight loss better than others, so I suppose you really have to be prepared for all kinds of questions, or if people just say, you know what, I'm not ready just now, but maybe in the future. So all the advisors, the ECLOs and so on, have to be really skilled.
That's right. So our ECLOs have thorough training that's accredited with a university, and our sight loss advisors over the phone work to a standard called the Advice Quality Standard, which accredits charities and public sector bodies like Citizens Advice Bureau to make sure that we're giving advice that, like I said earlier, is personalised, engages with each individual that we talk with, but also is of the quality that we can really stand behind. So when we talk to people about the process you go through having your sight loss certified, then registering, through to what benefits you may be entitled to, your rights at work, retaining your job, looking for a job, anything like that, actually they're really significant life decisions, and it's really important that our advisors do have the knowledge to support people with the correct advice. But I'd emphasize what I said earlier, that that expertise, that knowledge never comes at the expense of listening first and understanding the person's situation before divulging information or pointing people to other services.
And the support itself, I suppose some people may need more ongoing support. They may need different methods of support as well.
Some people near the beginning of the journey, there will be other support from other organisations or R&IB that may kick in. We work closely with other charities in the sight loss sector and beyond, and have really firm links in with statutory service such as rehabilitation and the other support available from local authorities where that's available. But it really isn't obvious to a lot of people. And this has really come through the customer feedback we've had, through the research we've done with blind and partially sighted people and the communities around them, is that you could probably map out a pathway in different localities about how things work, but it wouldn't be uniform across the country. Where we can really add value is understanding that and knowing how people have trodden that path before you, and where it's not obvious, really guide people to make their own choices as to whether they do want all of that, those different forms of support.
In terms of the feedback then, Jamie, I mean, is it positive? Does it suggest other ways that R&IB could help? I suppose you're open to all kinds of feedback.
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the important things we do with both our ECLO service and our sight loss advice service over the phone is to ask customers, hey, how do you think that went? How was that for you? And we're really pleased with the feedback that we've had over the last year. We know that, for example, 93% of patients who saw an ECLO felt well or really well informed about the support available to help them, and 71% that said their emotional well-being had increased directly as a result of having had that support from somebody in that environment. And 100% of our customers who accessed our services over the phone said they did feel listened to and that their needs were understood. And for me, like I say, it's that blend of two things. First of all, we are there to listen. If we don't understand someone's situation, even if we're the most knowledgeable service in the world, it won't be effective. So it's really important that we listen first and then apply our knowledge.
We've talked a bit about the telephone helpline and the face-to-face support then from the ECLOs, Jamie. But, you know, we're in the 21st century now and many people are online, smart devices and so on. Does that also extend to support?
We've got lots of really rich content on our website at www.rnib.org.uk. So if you would like to browse through information, find something really specific, or hear from other people on any of the topics that pertain to sight loss and living with sight loss, then please go to our website. You'll find information about eye conditions, sources of support. There's a section with frequently asked questions, which has anything from what support's available for young people and children in different parts of the country, all the way through to very specific things. When I was on there the other day, I saw that one of the top questions was, can I still drive if I have sight in one eye? So it really is, you know, the full gamut of kind of questions that you might want answered. And there's also a directory of local and national support services called the Sightline Directory that you can find on our website if you'd like to know what organisations exist close to you. So, yeah, there's a huge amount online, but equally the phone line is there, open 6 days a week.
And we want to get that message out to as many people as possible, that the sight loss support information, the phone line, internet, ECLOs and so on. So a real big drive to market this as well and get the message out there.
That's right. And we're having a concentrated campaign running some more promotional material for our sight loss advice service on our website. We'll have some refresh materials to go into hospitals to meet people at that point in the journey when relevant. Our social media team are going to be doing quite a lot, getting the message out across our channels, Facebook and Twitter, etc. Piloting some new things as well. So we're putting some messages on bags that people take away from pharmacies, for example. And we've got a couple of stories which we're hoping that the press will pick up on as well.
Well, let's tell people about it, Jamie. And if people would like to learn more about the Sight Loss Advice Service, what are the best ways to access it?
If you're in hospital, do ask if they have an ECLO. That's the face-to-face aspect. If not, then the easiest way to get in touch is over the phone. 0303 123 9999. And we're open every weekday from 8 a.m. till 8 p.m. and on a Saturday from 9 a.m. till 1 p.m. Or you can email us at helpline@rnib.org.uk or simply visit our website www.rnib.org.uk. And I'd just say, if you're a member of the Connect community, there'll be an opportunity to engage with your local group to support this marketing campaign by putting a poster up in kind of community venues near you. So do look out for that. It'll be brilliant to have as many people engaged in getting the word out there as possible. Similarly, if you're on social media and follow RNIB, do look out for this campaign and share it with those that you know in your network.
Absolutely. Let's get the message out there. Jamie Dormandy, thank you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you for having me, Alan.